I'm gonna send this last one out to my buddies in the Nervous Wrecks. Anybody that ever played in the Nervous Wrecks in the roaring 90s, the 60s were turned upside down. Hey, hey, my, my, rock and roll will never die. Just hang your hair down in your eyes, make $1 million. Well, I was in this band going nowhere fast. We put out our demos, but everyone passed. So one day we finally took the plunge. We went out to Seattle and started playing grunge. Washington State, that is. Space Needle, Eddie Vedder. Now to fit in fast, we wore flannel shirts, turn our amps up until it hurts. We got bad attitudes and what's more, when we play we stare straight down at the floor. Ooh-wee. Pretty scary. How pensive. How totally alternative. Now to fit in on the Seattle scene, you had to do something nobody had ever seen. So, thinking up a gimmick one day, we decided to be the only band that wouldn't play. Not even a note. Under any circumstances. Silence. Music's original alternative. Roots grind. They spread the word through the underground that we were the hottest new young thing in town. Record guy come out to see us one day, and just like always, we refused to play and knocked him out. He said he loved our work. Said he loved our work, but he wasn't sure if he could sell a record. Didn't have any music on it. I said, tell him we're from Seattle. He advanced us $2.5 million. Hey, hey, my, my, rock and roll will never die. Hang your hair down in your eyes, you'll make $1 million. Well, they made us do a video, but that wasn't tough, because we just filmed ourselves smashing stuff. It's kind of weird because there was no music, but MTV said they would love to use it. The kids went wild, the kids went nuts. Rolling Stone gave us 5 stars, said we played with guts. We were scoring chicks and taking drugs. We got asked to play MTV Unplugged. You should have seen us. We went right out there and we refused to do acoustical versions of the electrical songs that we had refused to record in the first place. And we smashed our shit. Well, we blew them away at the Grammy show by refusing to play and refusing to go. And then just when it looked like fame would last forever, along came this band that wasn't even together. Now that's alternative. That's the alternative to alternative. I feel stupid and contagious. Well, our band got fired, and that's not funny, because now we're hooked on drugs, but we're out of money. So the other day I called up the band. I said, boys, I've taken all I can. I say we shave off these goatees, pack this van, move back to Athens. Well, thank you for staying here with us this morning. Tune in next week for the continuing saga of the Yodeling Stoner. From here, we go on the road and we never come back. So I'll see you next week. Yeah?